Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 8th of June. I hope you're all well. I've been knee deep in Excel. Not knee deep in Clunge, as Jay from In Between Us was. Knee deep in Excel pretty much this last 10 days. Doing things, checking things, building new methods now the football started, or just checking that what I've got works. That I hadn't really seen a lot of news, but it seems that lockdown's just gone out the window, doesn't it, in London. Caught some of these. I knew they were going on, these protests, but I didn't actually realise the extent over here. And of course, as with all these things, they turn into absolute state of disrepair and disarray as some people use it as a sort of platform to go and have a fight and cause violence and smash things up. I've never really got that mentality. It's like football hooliganism back in the day. It wasn't really football fans. It was just people using that as an excuse to have a fight. And these protests seem to attract the same sort of people that you obviously get the vast majority who go there just to protest quietly. But then the small number turn up, start smashing things up and defacing everything. And beating the shit out of places. I saw pictures this morning of Churchill statues being defaced. I struggle with trying to live in the past to today's standards. And that doesn't mean that you condone anything that went on, but there's racists now that we can deal with. We don't need to worry about going back 80 years to the man who ultimately got us through the World War. And that doesn't mean that you praise him and jump up and down, but you know we've got enough going on in the world currently that trying to always set people back to today's standards from years back, I find it all a bit pointless. I can't actually see what it solves, and I certainly don't think that sort of behaviour endears you to the masses going forward. You tend to lose the thread of what they're protesting about when it turns into this sort of behaviour. You know, like when those climate change protesters jumped on the tube at Canning Town. You just start pissing people off and you lose any sort of momentum that you had, and I can see that this will just go from Black Lives Matter to all the flipping hooligans are out. And that's a shame that they actually don't realise that by behaving like that, all they're actually doing is taking away from it. And seen some cracking peaceful protests, I have to say, and it is an issue. I've said on here many times, it's one thing I'm dead against racism, just for the fact that forgetting it, but nobody's born a racist, they're created. That's the thing that winds me up about it. I'm very much into people are socialised into things, and you are socialised into being a racist, and it absolutely does my head in to think that you're better than somebody else because your skin is a different colour or you were born in a different country. I find absolutely an abhorrent way of thinking. But I don't need to go around smashing shops up to make that point. I say, you know, that's one of my many, many gripes I have at poker tables when I wind people up in America, because America is an inherently racist country. I like to, once you get a hint of that, I like to pick at them. And they're quite easy to undo every argument they had. But at the minute, we have got a highly racist president, whether people say it or not. I mean, you look at some of the followers of him. I saw a picture on Twitter of a group of rednecks holding up Only White Lives Matter and Black Lives Don't Matter and some other disgusting things. And then they try and tell you it's not. They're all Trump fans. The guy's despicable, and that's where a lot of this comes back to for me. When you've got a guy whose only modus operandi is to insult and drive division, as we have here through sort of Brexit, it takes a lot of getting back from. But the the point of that start was the lockdown. I mean, it just seems to have gone. I can't see how we, if it's, this isn't contagious as we've been led to believe, and it's not all a great big hoax, which I firmly don't believe it is, we're going to be in big trouble again, aren't we, in a few weeks when all these people have been mixing and doing whatever and we can't go to the pub or have people in our house. It's quite staggering, really, isn't it? The stupidity of people. I don't think people are taking this thing far too serious now. And I have to say, I was talking to somebody yesterday, I said, I just don't know how. You know, I try to give these guys a break at the start. How our death rate is so high for an island, I find it absolutely staggering. I don't know. I don't know what it is. I just can't fathom it out. I can't. It's quite amazing to see where we are. Anyway, enough of that. Knee deep in Excel. Yeah, Chrissy spreadsheets. You'll like that one once, son. I'm sure I can speed some of this stuff up if you pull your finger out. Where was I? I got no football today. I've posted the horses. Bit of a damp squib finish yesterday. Started okay, but then crap. But that is the nature of horse racing. And as I keep saying to people, only do what suits you. I saw someone post it yesterday, and it's a question I've actually been asked as well. How much trading do you do? It really varies for me. It depends. I mean, I can't even remember how many I had yesterday, but I have a few. I've got very sort of stringent criteria I use to enter and exit based on my models. I think the easiest way to cut down is to, one, stick to one market. And as an example, I do trade two or three markets, and I can do that in one game. And one of the guys who I sort of work closely with, he got himself in a mess trying to do that yesterday because it's all fairly new to him. So I would trade one market at a time. That gives you more confidence, and just accept that, you know, let's say it qualifies 1.5, 2.5, you pick the wrong one. I'd always say go 1.5 always, because you've just got the chance that one goal you can get out. So again, it's that positive you can learn. But the easiest way is to cut down leagues. I see people with sheets covering every single league known to man. I did Belarus and Korea only when there was no football on. The minute the German game started up, I haven't looked at a Belarusian or a Korean game. And if you limit the number of leagues you work in, obviously you've only got X games and there'll only be X opportunities. I mean, I don't know how some of these guys do it. You must be sitting there. I mean, I sit there long enough, but you must have 22 screens going, a watch list 400 games long, just to keep an eye on it all. And for particularly if you're fairly new to it and you're trying to make a living, the more trades you have, the more losers you have, the harder you make the game. That's my belief. And if you know, I was pretty much all in on the Werder Bremen Wolfsburg game. And the Köln game yesterday, and obviously they both had a goal. And whilst the Köln game I did well, but the because of two late goals, the Werder Bremen game I just got my money back. That was it. And if they'd lost and I'd actually, you know, right, okay, I should have traded a Poland game, I don't know, and that would have won. That's how it goes at times. But I tend to trade what qualifies, but I limit it by leagues. And I've had a conversation with somebody this morning. What do I do about promoted, relegated teams? When I'm trading, I very rarely include those. So in effect, that knocks out three or six games, you know, maximum six games. Obviously, they can play each other, but 3-6 games a week. So it leaves me only, you know, 4-5 games or whatever it is per league, which is absolutely fine. I'm happy with that. So there's easy ways to trim down what you're doing, and that is just to remove some leagues and say, right, I'm going to do those 10 leagues and that's it. We're all different, as I say. It's up to you guys what you do. But it is a question that a few people ask me, and I will always veer on, particularly with football. You know, horses, the prices I back, you know, I only need a couple of winners, so I can back 20 horses, and if I've got a 10-1 and an 8-1 winner, I'm never going to do any damage. And that's pretty much how I operate it. But the job of football, when you're playing pretty much in 50-50 markets price-wise, the more you have, the harder you make it for yourself. So I like quality, good, strong numbers behind it, and hopefully it plays out. And fortunately for me, I think I won about £1,500 yesterday, so obviously it does. And then staking, I talked about staking last week, and again, I get loads of questions, and I know there's people on here who despise paper trading and this, that, and the other, and feel that you're not doing anything unless you've got money in the game. I'd love to add up all the fivers and tenners and that people have done, pissing away, starting something, doing things. Let's start right at the beginning. If I say, right, I'm testing something, which I am at the minute, I'm looking at a new half-time setup. Now, I could post those games on Twitter, I could post them on the forum, I could email them out, I could put them on the website. So I could say, right, these are five or six games that I'm looking. I can say it's a beta system, I'm testing it. You know, I'm just posting them here so that you've got transparency going forward if I do anything with it. The problem with that is people will start having tenners and 20s and fivers and this, that, and the other because they can't wait. It's that same thing. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. He said he's doing them, so I've got to do them. And I'm sitting, and I've spent about 6 months prior to lockdown trading these and watching them, and a lot of them I didn't put any money in. I was just watching price movements, seeing would I have won this, that, and the other. Then I started small. My point to you guys is winning a five or winning a ten is never ever going to change your life. Never. You can't win enough. I don't care how good people think they are. If you win 40 points a month at a tenner, it's £400. At some stage you've got to scale it up. So why bother with the tenner when you can sit and follow the markets and learn? And I have a set way of how I build everything I do. I always start with the idea first, where most of you will start with a search and a sheet and click, because I have in my head, and perhaps this is a skill I haven't got that other people have, I formulate what I think will work. I then put that into practice in football that's happening now. And then I will look back and see, would it have worked? You know, I can take that back then and say, would it have worked? Rather than clicking and starting with a P&L and working backwards, I tend to like build my model, see what I think, and then apply it. And I can apply it going forward. So if I'm applying it going forward, and I may have 8, 9, 10 of these going on at the same time, in effect, I know exactly what I want to do. I'll get the games up and I can just follow it forward. All right, I would have entered at that. A goal would have gone in at that. I'd have got out there. I can do the maths on a bit of paper and see where I end up. I come back to, we're all different. The more you spread yourself thin, the more you just try and bet in fives and tenners, my opinion, the harder it is to make money at this game. And I would much rather that somebody had one system they bet, and they bet properly 40-50 quid, which actually now, if you're going to win 10-15 points, that's 500, 750 quid a month. That's a mortgage paid there. And anything else they've got going on, you don't need money. What's the point in putting 2 quid in? I mean, why? Well, you got money in the market. See, no, you haven't got money in the market. See what happens. We've got so much technology now. You can take a screenshot in an instant. See what price it was. You can take a screenshot after a goal goes in. See what price it resets at. You can do all the maths on a bit of paper on a spreadsheet. Excel does superb things. You can see if there's any merit in what you're doing without risking a bean. And there's loads of things that I've been. I mean, art. You speak to art, I've given art over the years. Well, we're going to do this art, can we do that? Oh, I'm not doing that anymore. And he must be flipping, sitting in Blackpool, banging tables, headbutting walls, bless him. And the same with people I've had build some automation for me. And I've only been looking at that in the last year, really. I've probably sent them 15, 20 different versions because I'm always looking at different ways to do things. Yeah, for me, a less is more. I do like paper trading, personally. I know there's people against it, but I like it. And spreading yourself out, betting fivers, tenners everywhere, ask yourself, really sit down and say, where is that all going to end up? Where is it all going to end up? And how has it been? And a lot of people, when I sit with them and I say, right, show me what you've been doing, and I can go right back to Cav. I met Cav in coffee shop in St Pancras 4 or 5 years ago. And he was betting about 30 things to 10 quid. And I said, what happens with it? He says, well, this one goes up, that one goes down. This one. I said, so what happens in the end? Because ultimately, the way I do it, I'll be betting my best stuff to a grand, and my stuff that's new or fresh or I've not been doing, 200 quid. So it's not always the same. So, for example, I might have two winners at a grand, so I've got 2 grand there, and three losers at the 200 quid. I've still got 1,400 profit, whatever way it works out. That tends to work better for me, rather than trying to bet everything a blanket 5 or 10 quid, having 25, 30 systems, because I don't want to be missing out on any. And actually, when I add it all up, it really is a struggle to make a profit. As I say, just a personal view. It's a topic we could talk and debate all day long. I mean, I've got a new 4.5 goal system, for example. I'm driven by what's available, because I pretty much take all the money that's there, because it's a high strike rate. I trust it implicitly. I had 3 bets, 3 winners yesterday, but I absolutely wiped the market out. All three of them, I took every penny that was available at the price I wanted. So I'm driven by what's available. If there's only 500 quid available, that's all I can have. I can put more in and hope I get some more matched, but quite often I don't. I don't want to take it in play, because as soon as I go and play, the price is moving against me. So I've got a limited window in some of those markets as to how much money I can actually get on, because obviously the 4.5 market tends to get going when there's been 2 or 3 goals in the game. I want to get on pre-match. Right, and that's it. I've got no bets for you today other than the horses on the Twitter. I know I didn't have a guest pod last week, and I won't have this week, but they will be back. I've got some guests lined up. I just needed to get my football, and we had problems with the racing last week. I just need to get these things moving and sorted. I've got a little Zoom with Mr. Spreadsheets tomorrow morning, and I'll be finishing that process, which hopefully speeded up. There is tonight, because there's only one game of football in Hamburg, and it is not of massive interest to me, having done my stuff. There'll be a poker game tonight. So if you're a member of FTS Poker in the club lobby, there is a tournament to register for Monday night, £11 entry. That's all you can lose. If you want to join, then you go to PokerStars Home Games, and the club number is on Twitter. If you want me to email it to you, then give me a shout. But do come along and have a game of poker. What I may do with these, because a lot of people have asked me, I may just set one up once a week, and obviously depending on what I've got on, I won't be able to play. I can play tonight, but if there's football and things on, then I just won't be playing. So if you want to play tonight, then do come and join us. It'd be good to have a few of you. As it gets busier, my time will be limited, but I am happy to set those up. Again, it's one of those things, a couple of people let me know. If the numbers are there, I'll do it. It's just pointless doing stuff for 3 or 4 people. So if there's going to be 25, 30 of you that want to play every week, then I will set it up just to repeat every week. And if you let me know a date and time, I can do that, and I'll then play if I'm available. Right, have a lovely Monday. Ultimate tomorrow, as I say, we have, even if it's one game, we've pretty much got football every day. We've got Spain coming back this week. We've got Turkey coming back this week. Denmark finished yesterday. But it'll all get going, and there's no rush. People are in such a rush. You know, what are you doing about the trading group? Wait and see. Wait until the football's all back. Let it all settle down. Let's have a look at what the home win business, with the home no crowd, see what actually happens, get some data. Relax. Everybody is in such a rush all the time to bet, and invariably that leads to losing. I just don't get it. It's the same with the racing. It's only just back. Now, these horses haven't ever run. Every horse I'm looking at hasn't run for 100 odd days, hasn't run for 100 odd days, hasn't won for 200 days. You've got to bear all this in mind. Well, I have anyway. I don't know. I try my hardest with you lot. I really do. I do try my hardest. Right, have a lovely Monday. And I will be back with you when? Tomorrow, I suppose, yes, tomorrow after I've done all the ultimate and bits and bobs.